In AOP, we call a module which realizes the cross-cutting concern advice. In CSAR2, if we don't specify any method, all the methods of the interfaces which a class implements automatically become the targets of advice. In most cases, this solution works well. Of course, we can also specify the method name in a regular expression. Therefore, let's take a look at an AOP sample. First, we can include aop.dicon using the include tag. In aop.dicon, we define from the beginning of the advices which we often use. For example, trace interceptor is the advice which writes the trace log. In CSAR2, as you can see in this sample, we can split the definitions into several pieces and recombine those pieces. We register the aspect auto register class in order to automatically register the aspect. We specify the advice using the interceptor property. We can use the add class pattern method the same way we use the file system component auto register. With only this much configuration, we can adapt the advice to all the classes that match this pattern. AOP in CSAR2 is based on the AOP Alliance. Next, let's take a look at a sample that uses declarative transactions. First, we can include the j2ee.dicon using the include tag. In j2ee.dicon, we define from the beginning the advices for transactions. For example, required is the advice which processes the transaction attribute as required. The following is a sample that uses several advices. If we use interceptor chain, we can gather together all the advices into one. According to less configuration, DI has progressed even more. Still, EJB3 is important too. In my opinion, the three important characteristics of EJB3 are as follows. POJO, plain old Java object, the reduction of configuration files due to annotation, standard specification. You can't ignore the standardized EJB3, which includes the advantages of DI. If we compare EJB3 with CSAR2 from the viewpoint of EOD, CSAR2 certainly overshadows EJB3. That's because we rarely even need annotations in CSAR2. Still, the charm of EJB3 is that it's a standard specification.